Greetings to each one this morning. Thank you for that singing. Let's pray. Father, we bow our hearts before you this morning. Our desire is to bow our lives to you, our very knees, our heart. We pray that as we gather this morning, you would have preeminence. Father, you would be first. You would be glorified. We pray that your words would find good ground in our heart. And we pray, Father, that your will would be done. Come and visit us, Father. We desire it. We ask for it. And we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Title for the meditation this morning is Blessed Are the Ears That Hear. Blessed are the ears that hear. There are some verses that I would like to read in the book of Revelation. The same verse. Kind of, saying the same thing over and over again. In two chapters, we find it seven times. So let's read. To the church of Ephesus, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To the church in Smyrna, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. To the church in Pergamos, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. To the church in Thyatira, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the church in Sardis, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the church in Philadelphia, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the church of the Laodiceans, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I would take the word ear this morning to mean it's our physical ear. We all have two. We have the ear, the physical organ with the mental capacity. So that's an ear. Then in our verses that we read over and over again, we have the word hear as well. So him that hath an ear, let him hear. So hear means to hear. Given the audience, you hear. Come to the ears, so it comes to our ears, we hear. We hear noise. And then also part of the meaning is to understand. So if we would have gone into those churches back then, at that time, and done some hearing tests, what would we have found? Would we have found some good hearing and some with bad hearing? Years ago in school, I still remember, I guess you call them audiologists, they would come around and they would do tests. So for a better part of the day, they were at school. So each one of us took our turn. We went into a room and we got our hearing tests done. So they gave us, I believe my memory serves me correct, we were told to put on some headphones. And then, well, before we put on the headphones, they instructed us, you're supposed to raise your hand every time you hear a beep. So the headphones were put on, and they started introducing some louder beeps and some very faint beeps. So every time you heard a beep, you would raise your hand. And that would give the indication that you have good hearing or bad hearing. So if someone wasn't able to raise their hand, they missed a lot of beeps, they were sent off to further testing. So now let's suppose this morning that in those churches, everyone passed the hearing test. Let's also imagine this morning that these letters, the letters to the churches that we find in the book of Revelation, were written in the audience of all that gathered for the morning service there. The letter was written to the church at Ephesus, was read in the audience of the book of Ephesus, of the church of Ephesus. Would that have meant that they all heard the message? It passed the test, they could hear. Would that have meant that they all heard the message? I'd like to talk about hearing this morning. Let's talk about hearing. I'd like to illustrate for us about five different scenarios. There are times when someone is given instruction. This is scenario one. You can tell that they are hearing, but not understanding. They are hearing the words, but don't understand what you're talking about. Maybe sometimes it happens to us that someone tells us something and we don't get it. So we don't know how to follow the instructions. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 14, we find these words. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. You know, we've probably all seen this at work. The instructions are there, the hearing is there, but the light of understanding does not go on. You can just tell the person isn't getting it. Now it may happen to me. Someone may give me instructions. I can hear them talking. I can hear what they're saying, but the light doesn't go on. I don't get it. Now if this light doesn't go on with things at work, it's one thing. But with words that are instructions from God's word, it brings it into a total different category. And hearing, they shall hear, but shall not understand. Scenario one. So we have scenario two. There are cases, or you could say sometimes, or you could say at times. When someone is given instructions, they are hearing, they hear the words, they understand the words, but nothing changes. They or we don't want to change the course we are on or they are on. So there's hearing, there's understanding, but there's no change of course. The final eruption of Mount St. Helens in May of 1980 was not a sudden event. For 2 months prior to the massive blast, the most deadly and destructive in American history, earthquakes and volcanic activity signaled a major event was underway. Authorities had plenty of time to sound the alarm and warn those living nearby of the looming danger. Yet despite the seriousness of the threat, some people chose to disregard the warning. Probably the best known of those who refused to evacuate was Harry Randall Truman. The 83-year-old man was the owner and caretaker at the Mount St. Helens Lodge at Spirit Lake. He had survived the sinking of his troop ship by a German submarine off the coast of Ireland during the World War I, and he was not about to leave just because scientists thought there was danger. Truman told reporters, "I don't have any idea whether it will blow, but I don't believe it to the point that I'm going to pack up." On May 18, 1980, Truman and his lodge were buried beneath 150 feet of mud and debris from the volcanic eruption. His body was never found. The definition of the word listen: to hearken, to give ear, to attend closely with a view to hear, to obey, to yield to advice, to follow admonition. There are severe consequences to this kind of hearing and not listening. Being buried under 150 feet of mud leaves no room to turn around. It's too late. Scenario number three. At times, when someone is given instructions, they hear, they understand. They follow those instructions for a time, but after a while, they go back to their own ways. A boy went down to the river for a little swim. As he left the house, his father said, "Be careful, Herbert. The river looks fair and sparkling, but there is a ugly eddy beneath that may prove too much for you. I have tried it and know it is dangerous. It nearly overcame me. Be careful, son. There is danger." Herbert went on and was careful for a time. But the river looked so smooth and peaceful, he ventured out farther. His companions admonished him to be careful, but he called back and said, "I can swim, there is no danger." So he ventured out still farther, but soon he was heard calling for help. The undertow had him. He frantically cried for assistance, but all in vain, he went down. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22 says, "He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." So scenario number three, he heard, he understood, he followed for a time. Scenario number four. Sometimes, when someone is given instructions, they hear and then shut down hearing because they or we think we know what the instructions will be, and we go about trying to follow the instructions only to realize that we didn't really listen after all. So now we are missing some valuable information. Have we ever gotten instructions to go downstairs and get? And we go downstairs only to realize that we don't know what we are supposed to get because we didn't finish listening. Has that ever happened to you? Maybe you instruct your children to go outside or go downstairs and put something in the... And they thought they heard what you had told them, and they go downstairs and put it... Oh, I don't know where I should put it. I didn't finish listening. Or sometimes when we're speaking to one another, we think we hear the other person saying such and such, so we already know or think we know what they are going to say, so we stop listening. I know is the response from a person like that, and off he or she goes, only to realize later that, no, I really don't know after all, because I didn't finish listening. This one can leave us missing some very valuable information. We didn't finish listening. We didn't finish hearing. Scenario number five. Sometimes when someone is given instructions, they hear the words, they nod their heads, and they go and follow those instructions. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. One more question. Assignment for the week. Which one best describes you and me?